Describe the research loop, tell the three different ways that it's applied, and what we can learn from each type of application. I only want five or six question answers. You got to watch this one. This one can get away from you. Okay? Describe the research loop. Be sure to briefly describe each stage. Little more than a word, little less than a paragraph. Okay? The first step is a literature review. You need to know what other people know and how they searched for it. You need to know both the content and the methodology of the literature. From this, we form a research hypothesis. Then we figure out a design that will allow us to test that research hypothesis. We collect data, we analyze the data, and we reach a conclusion about the research hypothesis. There are three applications of this loop that get us three different kinds of information. First of all, the sexiest one, the test of novel research hypotheses. The first time anybody's tried to answer a particular question. The second use of the research loop is replication. Running the same study the same way to see if you get a consistent answer. And finally, converging operations, also known as programmatic research. The third approach to using the research loop, which is to run studies different ways. Changing the operationalizations or the versions of the IV, the DV, the design, the control, the measurement, sometimes even the statistics. Trying to find out how generalizable or specific the answer is that we found and replicated.